Because this Debumi, somebody who can guarantee her four holidays and jeeps and so on and so forth. Unfortunately, I think she's caught in some very, very bad traffic. So we are going to find a way around doing Debumi this morning. We're happy with you, you guys. A guy here, I know as soon as Isoke comes in, we'll run back again. He says he still has a hangover from, not hangover of drink, but he still has a holiday hangover.
Yes.
He came back with our lamb. He will be pardoned. But there are chickens in the neighborhood. He can quickly kill one and give us one or two thighs. Good morning, Auntie Bumi. How are you? I hope you enjoyed the salah. I hope you enjoyed yourself. All of you, I hope you enjoyed yourselves. And to the rest of us, I hope we are still enjoying the controversy going on about this Muslim ticket. It's becoming a highly emotional. I've had loads of phone calls. It's becoming a highly emotional subject. As usual, some people narrow it down to, he doesn't support him, he hates him, he does this, he does that. And people seem to have lost the picture that we are trying to paint here. Again, for the umpteenth time, it is the ripple effect that concerns me. The political calculations are neither here nor there. It's the ripple effect. Let me see here now. One gentleman called Ridwan King, he is saying that he wasn't surprised at his bitterness about APC's VP choice. There was no bitterness about it. There's no bitterness about it. Now, it's funny how these supporters sometimes how they craft their language. I'm not surprised at his bitterness about APC choice. He sheepishly used and even called Babacha Lawal a rogue. Oh, come on, said rogue Babacha Lawal rants as a buttressing point. Babacha Lawal is not a rogue, and he was not ranting. This is the man's closest ally, and he was just making his points known. I think we need to be very careful. And this one says, how low some of them are going beneath sea level. And I found that, I found them quite interesting. One called Gbade, Akigbade, says it is good you have finally accepted the demographic and understand the audience you speak to daily. I don't understand all that. But Abu Abdullah, some of these people, you can't even know their real names. This one says that you don't know politics and all you do is you analyze with emotions. I agree. Maybe I don't know politics. Maybe I analyze with emotions. Emotions that are born out of concern and experience and seeing other countries go south when little things like this are not taken care of. So I agree with you that you analyze with emotions, yes. A lot of us are concerned. Usually it's the end of the crisis, that is highlighted. The little things that start the crisis and set the nation on fire, people don't pay attention to. So, and he says that you did more than this before the primaries and all your analysis do Lenny. You don't want Tinubu for sure, and you've been having sleepless night since he chose his running mate. Why should I have a sleepless night? It's a matter of choice for the people. I'm just replying some of these things to put, just so that you can understand. It's important that people, first of all, know that whatever you put out stays with you for life. And then to know if you are going to contribute to public space, try and open up your mind. Listen carefully to what is being said. You said one or two things here about Sheriff and I, which is neither here nor there, but let's leave that one. Okay, so let's get down to business now. We have Debumi here. What we'll do is that I'll read some of the things, and then I'll take your phone calls, and then we'll do the analysis together. Let's see if this will work, since I don't want to disturb Mr. Sheriff. Mr. Sheriff, good morning. Let me just acknowledge
him.
Before somebody says, I hate you. You know, that word is always quick to come out of Nigerians. Yeah. Once you disagree with somebody, you hate him.
Yeah.
You hate him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
You hate him. You don't like him. I can understand the fact that you don't like everybody anyway. That's a fact of life. But to hate, say he hates him. you get a lot of that too.
Oh yes, of course.
Yes, in this job, once you're not going the way of certain persons, then you must be hating the subject you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get down to business now. I think at some point we might need to call in dear Bumi herself. We might need to put a call through to her. But let's see how it goes. The topics that we have here, I wanted to take out with my guest, Esther, just in case she walks in or she's listening where she is and then walks in and meets us halfway. My daughter-in-law takes out her frustration on her kids. They all left after we had slept together. What does this mean? It's Diana. Anifat says he's married but special. Onome talks about the benefits of alcohol, and now that is one subject that I'd rather not treat. I don't think there's much benefit in alcohol, to be honest with you. Well, I mean, yes, you could enjoy a bit of alcohol, but it's not as if it's some tonic. Well, they say a little alcohol is good for the heart. Is that not what doctors say?
I don't know.
They say a little wine.
I really don't know.
Yeah, some doctors say that a little red wine, some say a glass of beer, you know, is good for the heart, but you don't take alcohol anyway.
No, I don't.
I did a lot of that, and in all honesty, I can't put my hand up and say this is what I benefited for all the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my mama correct. Oh, my show. Chineze says, how do I cope with my nasty son-in-law? Hobby left for a richer, older woman. All right, let's start from there. Dear Bumi, my husband was the love of my life and I thought we'd grow old together. I did everything for him for the 12 years of our marriage. I made our marriage as comfortable and happy as I possibly could. Then I started hearing tales of him being around an older woman who ran a chain of restaurants in these hard times. Baba Lord Jeffrey Food, Esenronpanla, and all this Bokoto. When I confronted him, he denied saying his family was more important to him after the food. No, I'm the one adding after the food. Then, without warning, he simply moved in with this woman. Yoruba say that Olobe lo loko, person will get soup, not get husband. So, without warning, he moved in with this woman. He had lost his job, and that was his way of rising above the economic depression he was in. He had the nerve to tell me we could both benefit from his decision. That means he can always take a pot of soup home, you know, since he has no job. Lazy man attitude. Lazy man. He had our two kids would want for nothing. If this woman had been a young gold digger, maybe I would have coped. But I felt so used and humiliated. He'd chosen money over his family. This happened over a year ago, but I'm still hurting. I think Orode should move on. I think she should move on. The guy is a lout. He's a lazy bum, you know. Well, again, you're looking at this from what Orode has said. How do you know that the woman didn't make life uncomfortable for her husband and that made him move out? Sheriff, I wonder what you think. I've drafted you into this now.
Oh yes, of course. I'm very, very honored to be seated beside you to
Can somebody tell me if I've been appointed director of a bank? Or do I have any political appointment I don't know about? Maybe I'll be appointed Minister of Petroleum.
Yeah, I thought while you were reading that, my mind was just going to the point that sometimes when these individuals, you know, write to Auntie Bumi and they tell all these stories, we probably don't know the other side of the story.
Yes.
You know, because this is dicey now. We don't know what happened in there.
She could have pushed him out.
Exactly.
Maybe they had marital problems. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the other woman is older doesn't mean you can date an older woman.
Yes, you can.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of choice.
That's right.
You can decide to do the old people's home instead of doing the nursery.
What does that mean?
Exactly what I said. I said you can decide to do the old people's home instead of doing the nursery.
I still don't get.
Yeah. Oh, it's in town, man. Because the woman is saying that she would have preferred if this woman had been a young gold digger, that maybe she would have coped. But the man is not going for a gold digger. He's going for the gold. Are you with me?
To me, that's even a bigger problem with the mindset of the woman herself. So yes. basically, she doesn't have any problem with the man seeing another person.
It's who she is.
Exactly.
Because Olobedu Loko is a woman has a chain of restaurants. So imagine if you are dating somebody like who has a chain of restaurants, and maybe one sells Thai food, the other sells Chinese, the third one sells Lebanese food.
I mean, you could the other one is fast practically food. Eat whatever.
Eat whatever you want for free. Oh.
For free, like whatever.
And down itself for free.
They just deliver it.
Just deliver
hot,
it.
Fresh.
No, you can badge in. Manager! Manager!
Looks
sir!
Like, it's like you've done it before.
No, I know. But when you are the boyfriend of the proprietor, yeah. Proprietress, I know. Yeah. From the gates, you call the car. Come and go and pack the car. You pack your car. That's if it's not Madame Scarlett. Because the poor guy lost his job. But I think talking seriously, if that is the case, where is the dignity of man in all this? You know, where lies your dignity? But like, we shouldn't judge.
Exactly, but I'm sorry, because the guy could be after his own happiness. I mean, it could be anything. No, I'm just saying that it doesn't mean that the guy lacks dignity or anything.
No, listen, even in looking out for your own happiness, I'm sure there are rules of life that you want to observe. And keeping your dignity definitely will be one
such
of them.
Such as, I mean, what's wrong with his dignity here?
No, I mean, if it's conditional, if it is like, oh, by the way, one of our listeners, I saw one tweet that, I kept laughing and laughing. You know what he said?
What is it?
Apparently, this person who wrote this tweet is a supporter of one of the political whatever. He said, Mr. Adisu, please just be doing the Abumi every day and leave politics alone. The reason being, no politician would like me. Do you know why?
Why?
The last thing the politician wants to be told is the truth. They want to continue to live in that dream world. So I'm not their best friend. So that's why I was laughing at that movie. So, can we open up our lines? 0700 993 9993 And you can call in. Let's have some fun. But remember that this is what... Should I read what Diabumi says?
Yeah, we can. Yes. Yes, we can.
No, I know we can, but I'm thinking, when I'm asking you, I'm not asking for your permission.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Diabumi has given me the permission to read. I usually like to leave her own comment so that we don't read the whole paper and then people don't buy. Uncle Sam, let it jump. Good morning, Uncle Sam, in case you are listening. Uncle Sam was joking. But let me read what Diabumi says here. She says that you need the support of family and friends through a betrayal like this to remind you that even when you're in the depths of despair, you have a lot of things to be grateful for. Really? The classic song, which is more or less the anthem of the heartbroken, I Will Survive, is so appropriate for women like you. She should be singing, I Will Survive.
It will help our case.
Yes. If she is singing, I Will Survive, what will the man be singing?
I Have Survived.
No, he won't be singing, I Have Survived. I'm thinking of his song. If she's thinking I'm a survivor, I wonder what he will sing and give you strength and hope that it's never too late to embrace life and start again. Force yourself to look forward, take positive action, start something different, and make it your life from now on. The kids need you more now that they have the attention of just one parent. Don't turn them against their dad. Don't, as they are giving the child more with the Semolina, don't start telling the child that you see, Babe Nyensi is eating whatever and has abandoned you.
Chinese
and has abandoned you. Okay, so let's pick this call. Hello, yes, good morning. Hello. Hello. Okay, we don't have a caller for that. Okay, all right. So let's move on to.
We have one now.
Hello, morning.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning.
Okay, first, may I say so secretly that Funkadele went to your school, the University of Lagos.
I do. I said she's a lawyer. I know she went to uni. Yes.
Okay, about the story, because I know how you like to talk about this. When you didn't mention it, you
No. I didn't want to rub it in, you know. You know, a lot of people, you know, politics has become very sensitive now. So you don't want to rub, because somebody actually made an allusion to the fact that whilst I was talking about a Muslim ticket, I was hailing and I tried to draw the nexus between the two. I didn't know where it was coming from, but you know, with politicians, you just never know. So I just decided to leave that one out. Yes.
About the story quickly, let me just say that I think the most important thing is something Sharif mentioned, that the mindset about the woman, she was not, what she was really perturbed about was that the person was an older woman. She doesn't seem to have very good esteem of herself because of the situation. I think what mentioned, what she said is after what she should try and do, get herself together and move forward and forget about the whole thing as much as she can. Have a good morning, sir.
Okay. But Sharif, why the... If the woman had been younger but had a chain of restaurants, would it have been better?
Well, that's what the wife is saying, which I think that's not...
Is it the age of the woman or the fact that she's rich?
She has a problem with the age.
What's the problem with the age?
She has a problem with the age. That if the guy had been dating a younger person... Perhaps
there's nothing that says that you can't marry somebody or you can't date somebody who's older than you.
That's why I think
it is a matter of choice.
There's a bigger problem with the woman herself.
And she's saying that, if it had been one small girl, she would have been.
Yeah.
Yes. I think she's a bit insecure. Don't you think?
I think that perhaps she doesn't care about the man himself.
Or is the fact of him leaving?
Yeah.
I
don't think she cares that much about him. Like, she doesn't really care.
But you know, sometimes people react to those who they perceive are more successful than they are. And so when anything happens, for example, if you're driving a Rolls Royce and you knock off a guy with a Corolla, and maybe in the streets or something like that, you just do it. Says, is it because, you know, that's the first. Once a sentence starts with, is it because? Well, I don't start with that, you know. And by the way, now that we're doing Dear Bumi, one of the sentences I feared growing up was the sentence that starts with a woman from, is it because? And I'll tell you how it comes about. Sometimes maybe you're friendly with the lady.
Yeah.
Very, very friendly. Mm-hmm. And you sometimes misread it to believe that she's probably interested.
Yeah.
Then you go and say, well, I've been wanting to tell you something. And the lady goes, hey, kidding, and nudging me, what is it? I say, you know, actually, I've been thinking, I think that you and I can get together. Lenway, is it because... I've always... So I always had this, growing up, you know, as a teenager. And of course, you know, toasting in those days was more formal than now.
Yeah.
These days, you like a woman, you just grab her. I mean, it is either yes or no. But in those days, to even dance with a woman at a party, you had to.
I mean, it's a serious work that.
Serious work. I remember we used to laugh at King's College boys way back then. They actually take a bow to dance. What's the time now? 24. I got to take a break before this machine jumps on me. Yeah. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jimmy Diso. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, we're back to Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso, and this is Dear Bumi being Wednesday. Right, let's move on to another one so we don't waste too much time on one. He's married but special, Anifat. Anifat is divorced, she says, with grown-up children, and she has a decent job. Is there any job that is not decent, Sharif?
Yes, sir.
What kind of job is not? Is our own job decent?
Our job?
Yeah.
Very decent. even recognized by the Constitution of the Federal Republic.
So which one is
that? We are the fourth reserves of the moon. That we are very, 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 very important in the scheme of things. Like, we really, really play a major role. Very highly decent, like, extremely decent.
Okay, cool down. So which one is not decent? Give me a job that is not decent.
I'm robbery.
Akuna, akuna.
I don't know what that means.
Anyway, Anifa has a decent job. 2 months ago, I received a text message from a work colleague saying how he felt about me. Some of the things he told me were really flattering. For once in my life, I felt really special. In all the years with my married, my husband never spoke to me that way. This is a wake-up call for the men, and indeed for the women. You work at your relationships till the last day. To keep a relationship going, you must pay attention to your spouse. You must pay attention to your girlfriend. Compliment where necessary. Criticize gently where necessary. These things are very, very important. Very, very important. Let me tell you something. It's about gardening. If you don't tend your garden very well, your good Samaritan neighbor could jolly well do it for you. If you don't get it, you don't get it. None. Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Good Samaritan neighbor.
A good Samaritan neighbor. You see, man, you told you garden and I let me help him.
Dalo Ronche, Dalo Bencha.
Okay, it's because I mean the guy, and that's how he starts in the office. The guy that madam woman like black shoe, okay. But Tobado, like, why don't you wear a brown one? It compliments this scarf that you're wearing. Mm. That's how it starts. You know, and a lot of us, especially on the men's side, indeed on the women's side, we always forget to pay attention to your spouse.
Mm.
Let him or her know that you're taking a good look. Look at her from, like Baba would say, from top to bottom. Yeah, you know, look, take a good look in the morning or maybe later in the evening. You know, or sometimes send a text. But, yeah, but what?
Mm-hmm.
Some men believe that it is not macho. It is macho. No, it is not masculine for you to pay compliments to.
I wanted to say that it goes both ways. Like, if a man should pay compliments,
I said that, yes.
The woman should do same.
Yes, I mean, don't you know how you feel? You're going to work one day, and then your wife just says you that. Sheriff, there is one blue shirt that you have that I think will go better with these trousers you're wearing. It will make you feel good.
Yeah.
When you are leaving the house, you leave with
the
bounce.
I mean, the confidence level will be...
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the little things... It goes a long way. It is the little things in life that matter.
Yeah.
Once you take care of the little things,
yeah,
the bigger ones will take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he started flattering the woman, no? And she says, my husband never, but one kalaja didn't get my, you know, there are some grumpy men. Make sure my food is ready when I come. And I think that the days when men think you need to be hard on your woman as well, holding on to her, I think people are doing a rethink now.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing a rethink. It's not how much you back, but I think how much you care.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've always liked this man, but never thought he'd fancy someone like me. Shuri, well, I don't boss. This is the part of the movie when the music changes. This is the part when the music changes to da 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 da. We've seen each other a few times since. The only problem is he's married. My head is saying that having this affair is wrong, but my heart is saying the opposite. I just can't get him out of my mind. This woman is in trouble. What should she do? You think she would have to change the environment? For starters, if she's serious about keeping her marriage, maybe they change jobs or whatever. It's because she has to put a stop to this.
The fact that she's even thinking about it,
yes,
that she's into him, she's just worried about whether the guys will be into her.
That's what she's worried about?
Yeah, she said that she seemed to think that the guy may not be interested in her or something. Like,
no, she said she never knew that maybe the guy had been, they'd be working for 2-3 years, money, madam, then all of a sudden he starts. Then, you know, so she never thought that the guy would be. Maybe she must have been fancying the guy before.
Yeah.
Not in Jiwo. They don't they look him. She obviously doesn't have a marriage that is satisfying to her.
Mm-hmm. There's something wrong with her marriage.
With her marriage.
Yeah.
There's something wrong.
There's something missing. Let's not use wrong.
But she's also worried because she says, my head is saying that having this affair is wrong. But the heart.
So I think what she would probably need to do is to look at what's interesting about the other guy, what she finds really fascinating about him, and see if her husband has got it. If the husband hasn't got it, can she help?
Why must you look out for what your husband has, what he has?
Because something must be pulling, if you
have to look out for what he has, then he has nothing. If you have to take that extra effort to look out for what he has.
So sometimes,
yes,
sometimes we get distracted by little things. We may not pay attention to them when we are with our partners, but as long as we see, the moment we see these things, that's when our body, our mind will know that we are lacking this. So that's what I feel that she needs to identify.
First and foremost, definitely she needs to stop this.
Yeah.
But the question now is how? How do you get to stop this? She can't just do it by decree.
Yeah.
I think that, and in these days, jobs are hard to go by. So they see that point of contact daily is not good for her.
I don't think she needs to quit her job because of the man.
See, Sheriff, you know the funny thing about life is that we spend more of our lives with our colleagues in the office than we do with our wives at home.
I totally agree.
Yes.
I agree. Totally.
And therefore, if she's going to be seeing the man, that's why it's always easy for people to have in the days of secretaries, to have with their secretaries especially, because of that close contact.
Yeah.
So she has to break that contact.
I think that what she can do is to first look at the markers. Like, what is so fascinating about this guy? If she's able to identify the markers, she's able to know these things.
All she says is that she noticed that the guy pays attention to her. She feels neglected at home.
Oh,
you see,
fantastic! Then speak to your husband about it. Tell her.
If I have to speak to my spouse to pay attention to me. Isn't the purpose
defeated? No, not at all. I can call you Uncle Jimmy here now. So, see, this is what I think, Uncle JD.
Okay, how much do you want? I don't know. This speech has somebody calling me Uncle Jimmy. I don't, just tell me.
This is what I think, men would understand that, especially men who don't pay their wife compliment, they will understand that they don't do it intentionally. It's not that they enjoy, you know, not paying compliments. It's just that some people may not pay so much attention to that because of other things. The hustle, the bustle, the waking up very early for everybody.
But you also agree, you know, that
they don't even see the wife in the morning. Gone.
Some, especially in this part of the world, some see it as a sign of weakness. You know.
When we say some, I think that it may be wrong.
No, some see it as a sign of weakness. You must not. I'm thinking in Yoruba now, so I don't know how to translate it directly. Word of Bojule. You must not put your eyes down, but it doesn't sound like this.
You don't have to be like they will see as you being too soft.
Yeah, like you must Kalanio. Yes. You know.
I think that's in the past. I think that things are changing now. I think that right now the only maybe the reason why a guy will not probably notice, you know, his babe's new hairdo or new, you know, earrings or necklace or anything would probably be distraction.
Because some women will actually say to you, "Ah, haven't you seen my hair?"
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Like,
you say, but there's nothing like, wrong. Was like this yesterday. I was it not?
Wait, then, so, did you not carry this yesterday? Yesterday like, ah, what do you mean?
You'll be
what
asking
you mean?
An imaginary observer. Yeah,
look, I am guilty of these things myself sometimes. It doesn't mean that.
Guilty with who?
It doesn't. With my wife, of course.
Oh,
it
doesn't, okay. I mean,
what
I
do
just,
you mean? Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse
no,
me.
No,
let's say this to be very clear. Let's just explain.
No, I just want to.
Let's explain now.
No, you've explained. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay, our lines are open. I think we have a caller.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Yes, Chris, how are you?
Fine, sir. Baraka de Salah. Chipotle, good morning.
Good morning.
Uncle
morning.
Jimmy?
Yes.
You know, like, I always tell you about butchering that crocodile.
Crocodile.
you did that this morning. Good one.
Thank
you. The way you talk about the nice neighbor who take care of your garden, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank God. The way you put it, I don't think most people will understand.
I will. I can't help them.
Then for me, you see this man and woman thing. May God just help us, both the man and the woman, give you your wife and your husband. Sometimes my wife will dress up when she's alive, right? I'll say, "Ayo, where are you going to when you dress like this?" Say, "I'm going to shop, of course." Now you dress like this. I better go change your. Not the way one school boy go call you now. You go pick up friends. So please.
So she will have to change.
I will ask her, who tied this girl for you? You see, now that salon stylist. I'll go meet the woman, madam. Take for your soft drink. Say, what happened? I say, this scarf where you tie for my wife. I like
Yeah, loving
that
person.
That is one of those things I'm missing for where the woman there.
God will give you another wife. God will
thank
give
you
another wife.
Thank you.
I forgive you, my guest, when they come today, but you say you have to pay for 4 holidays.
You have 3
you need
jeeps.
To have 3 jeeps. And this, Chris, you don't go. You don't run
you
away.
Don't go. You don't go. Nobody go with that.
But yes, it's true because, like I said, and it works both ways. Pay attention to your spouse, and pay attention to even your children, because it also affects children. I had somebody who had some problems later in life. By the time she went for proper analysis, it turned out that one of the complaints she had was that her mother never did plaited her hair for her.
Oh,
it was always done by helps.
Oh,
and so she was after therapy, she was able to now tell the guy that my mother never plaited my hair as a child. Never plaited a woman.
Yeah.
Said my mother never plaited my hair. It was always done by some help.
Yeah. So what's the problem with that?
That's human touch. Now, my mom, Dino Furi says, never plaited her hair.
That
soft touch, you know, like when you're going to school, your mother tucks in your shirt as a boy, puts powder on your face, and Jimmy, come here, come, look at you, look at the way you are.
Yeah.
It never happened to her.
Okay.
There was always like, you, go and adjust that, just go and plait her hair for her. Go and, you know, for that human touch.
Yeah.
Even that's why all they talk about breastfeeding too, that is a point of contact.
Yeah, it is.
And I think
it is.
So okay, so one of the ways we can recommend by which people can get closer, is it good for two of you to eat at the same time?
I think so.
At least once a day, or at least once a week.
I think being deliberate.
Yes.
Would go a long way
in strengthening the bond between
couples.
You can say that, okay, on Sundays we are all going to, because those good old days of eating at the table are gone. Everybody eats in front of a phone or whatever. I think you can make a concerted effort in your home to say that, okay, between the hours of, say, 2 and whatever and 4 in the house, all phones off, whatever, we're going to sit down, have lunch, and watch TV together for 1 hour or something like that. Those good old things are bonded. We're gradually becoming individualistic in our attitude in life.
Our lifestyle.
A lifestyle. You even go to a party, everybody's looking at their phones.
That's
why
right.
did you come to the
That's
party?
Right.
You're
That's
not talking right. to the person on your left. You're not talking to the person on your right. Then let me ask you, those days of, I miss those days of going to work in what you call go slow. One of the tricks, one of the things I loved looking out for when I was young, when I was going to school with the Yinkagbaja, those days, my dad would take us to school, is to look out for couples and see whether the husband is talking to the wife. Sometimes the man is on the left, is looking out of the window. The wife too is looking at or reading a book. If you
inside the bus, have you?
No. In their cars.
In their cars. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
In traffic. Okay. In their cars. Okay. You find a lot of couples are not even talking to each other at all. Inside the car will be tense. But our Kalani is driving, is looking because they're tired.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're tired. Sometimes they're irritable. Mm. But you need to make up that special time, that special family time. If it's formalized, is it better?
I mean, whatever works.
Yeah, and I think, works, well, I put it this way, formalized one is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Look at the lines are buzzing.
Yeah.
Let's pick one. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
No, we can't pick that. There's so much of an echo. I think your radio was on. Hello?
Hey.
Ah, Kelvin. Ah, now.
I greet you. Sharif, I greet you.
I salute you, Baba.
You don't put fire for the whole stage this morning, Uncle Jimmy. Don't put fire everywhere. Social media is on fire.
I know.
You see, Uncle Jimmy, I had an absentee father. He was not always around. And it affected us in different ways. Because when you have a mother doing the job of both parents, it can really tell on, you know, in different ways in your growing up. But it depends how it affects you. And I've seen most people who have an absentee father. I think I listened to Obama the other day. He lamented bitterly about how.
We lost that. Okay, let's take another call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yes, sir. This is Jeff Lokwe.
Yes, Jeff morning.
Morning. Okay, Sharif.
Morning.
All right. See, concerning the woman, I'm talking of the one that the husband left to meet.
Yes, the reader, yes.
Yes. I think she needs to move on with her life. Like, she should stop reminiscing on the past.
Yes.
Just move on with her life, and if she wants to get married again, she should. But I guess she has some attitude. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I've not heard from them. And she should try to change. Because look at what Sherry said. The way she said it, like, it's condescending. Like, saying, assuming the guy left to another younger lady, that would have been better. But right now, let's see.
Please, when you call, just look where next time you call. I was just trying not to, you know, I'd have truncated that call. Always call from a very quiet background, please. Okay, call. If the background is not quiet, then don't bother calling so that we can hear you loud and clear. Okay, let's move on to another one. How do I cope with my nasty son-in-law? This is Chineze. Chineze says that my son-in-law seems to despise my family and I don't know what to do. He thinks we've brought our children up badly and says that we are common. My late husband used to tolerate him for the sake of our grandchildren. But now that I'm on my own, my son-in-law ignores me when I visit and never thanks me for any birthday presents that I buy for him. My daughter still expects me to visit, though it's a long journey and I have to stay overnight. I'm getting tired of all the hassle. What do you think I should do? Mama, I think you should just leave him alone.
Exactly. I think Mama is overthinking and just stressing herself.
Just leave him alone.
Let them be.
Just leave him alone. If he obviously not welcome in his company. But you see, she her daughter expects her to visit. So what does she do? Tell the daughter to visit.
Yep.
Or if you have to visit, get a hotel nearby. You know, stay in the hotel. Go visit your daughter and your grandchildren. Just ignore him. But it's tough, you know. You brought up your own child. You soon get to that bridge. It takes very little time to become an ancestor. Say you say I'm an ancestor.
But you are an ancestor.
But you wake up one day and then discover that you too are an ancestor.
It's not going to be one day. It's going to take time.
It doesn't take time.
It takes years.
Which kind of years?
Yes.
You know? But it's sad that, you know, you have your own child and all of a sudden the child belongs to some other person who probably you don't like or the person doesn't like you. And I think maybe that's what makes men weep at weddings. when they are praying for their daughter that, ah, my daughter, you know, you soon see what it's like. Little or no time, you'll be an ancestor.
So I think that there are ways around. I think this is not it's a problem, right?
Obviously. It's not a problem.
It's a problem. That's why grandma is putting this out there. It's a problem. I mean, she wants, it's from our own side of things that we may think it's not a problem. I honestly do think it's not a problem, because there are other ways that she can go about this. Like,
yes.
I mean, you could do video call with your grandchildren.
She says where she stays.
You know, you could get a hotel.
She stays means she can get to an hotel. Mm. You know, I'm one of those who like to give people their independence and freedom and their space. For as long as God can provide the means for me to do so. Generally, I don't like staying with people as a rule. I don't mind staying in an hotel, spending the whole day with you, going back to sleep. But I love my privacy. Yes. But again, we don't know what her finances are like.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't know what I've
I mean, if her daughter wants her around, the daughter should get her hotel, and yeah, she actually shouldn't be spending her money if she's coming to visit.
Why not? She can spend her money. Why?
I mean, if the daughter can afford it, yeah, pay for grandma to come, fly her down.
Ah, there's some grandma.
Get a hotel.
And grandma says, these days, as a grandparent, you better have your own resources. I'm telling you, because life is very, very tough. Life is very, very tough.
And also, we need to look at it from the point that grandma would need company, because she's lonely. Her husband is late. Perhaps that's why this bothers her a lot.
Well, that's another reason why, no matter how old people are, you make them know, as the children, that you don't mind if they take on a companion. You know, I've asked people who, how old is your mom? She's about 58. Is she remarried? I know. What else does she want? That's the wrongest attitude. People always need, everybody always needs some form of company. Or the
other. I agree.
And it's important for us to us know that, look, grandma, if you want, it's not just about sex or anything. Sometimes just the companionship.
Well, it's a social being,
yes.
I think that may be playing a major role in why she's disturbed by this.
Okay, so I think we can take just one last caller and then I got to be out of here.
Yep.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Alhaji Sharif.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'll speak on two stories. So the lady the husband left for the older woman. Yeah, you know, we humans have this attitude or this belief of being a conqueror. So, and as a conqueror, you believe somebody more better than you should be the one to conquer what you've conquered already. So, in the aspect of the lady saying, I'm trying to quote Sharif, right? So, saying the lady has a problem, I think it's a relative. So, she believes if the husband will neglect the family, it should be for a finer, younger, and more beautiful lady.
Yeah.
Not for the old woman. So she is disappointed that the husband could, because of money or what he will get, to go for an older woman. So that's why she made that statement that if it had been a young girl, even a gold digger.
No, I think it's the manner of women to be highly critical. If it was a young lady, she probably would be saying, if it was an older woman, she would, you know. I think it's part of a. It's part of the woman.
Let's just say life will balance.
Yes, don't worry, to balance out each other. Okay, I got to go now. It's 9:53. I got to go. I'll be back. Thank you very much, sir. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'd like to thank Sharif.
Yes, sir.
Sharif, make your demand. Okay, put it in writing.
I'm just saying, there's nothing behind this.
This new Uncle Jimmy, All right, we'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow we are going to look at what makes, you know, how do you determine remuneration of positions that are occupied? How do you determine, what is the measurement for determining remuneration professionally, what are the factors that determine what you earn? Because we'd like to bring, the other day I was talking to a professor, you know, in one of the teaching hospitals, that thing, the one you did about doctors.
Yeah.
And I said, part of the problem too is that our remunerations have not been balanced. Anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Okay. So I'm bringing in an expert and we'll look at that. I'd like to thank you all for listening. I'd like to thank Sheriff. I'd like to thank Philip. I'd like to thank you all. See you tomorrow at 9. Bye.
The numbers are out and Nigeria Info is your number one station for talk.
Number one.
Listen on the air and online via mobile app. Search Nigeria Info FM on Google Play Store.
We report, you decide. Topical conversations that matter to you.
There are people for personal, religious, whatever reasons who do not want to take a vaccine. And I think they have the rights.
They cannot go to us to stop insecurity. It's to force people to take vaccine. Let them come and kill me. I can never take it.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hey, Alpha now.